Hey there, good morning, and good day, good night, good afternoon, anywhere you are in the world. This day I quickly want to show us how to create your first WordPress website using the Azure for Student subscription. Now I am on my Azure login portal, so what I'll first do is to log in, go to portal.azure.com, that loads up and gives you this login screen. I'll just enter my Microsoft account details, which is let's hold on while I enter that, then it should prompt me to enter my password. Okay, so I'll enter my password, which is alright. So after that, it shows me my Azure portal, it's loading up. So this is my Azure dashboard. Currently I'm using the Azure for Student subscription for this. So to quickly do that, I will have to go to the new section. When I get to the new section, I will go where that loads up. It loads up all the services I can use, computer but mobile, data and storage, data analytics and all that. But I'm concerned with web and mobile. So I'll click that. Then I'll go to see all, but not that I want to create a WordPress website, so I'll quickly search for WordPress over here. So when I select WordPress, I select the first options, one that asks blogs and CMS. The other options, we're not really concerned about that. So you select WordPress, and then you go to create. I know that this goes in a flow, so you can track back as you go on. So I go to create, and then tells me to enter some more details about the website I want to create. So I will just name these while I wait for it to load up. Okay, so I'll enter the name Azure Demo. Let me check if that is available. It's not available, so I have to choose Azure WP Demo. Okay, let me just see Dara Azure Demo. Dara Azure Demo. Okay, that works. So the subscription I'm currently using is my Dreams Pack subscription, which is free for students. So Azure Web Tutorials, the resource compound I use for that. Then you have to accept the legal terms, which is for ClearDB, to accept that, and I am good to go. So I create the WordPress website that goes through some processes, and then this takes a couple of seconds or minutes to load, so I'll have to pause the recording right here. Okay, so you see it's deploying. That takes a couple of 3 to 5 minutes, so you could probably grab a cup of coffee while that happens. Okay, so that is done. So it takes me to the dashboard for my web app. This dashboard, yeah, I can see the resource group I'm using. I will do that in another lesson. Then this is the URL of the website, the service plan I'm using, then FTP deployment credentials if I plan to put the website via FTP some other time. So I'll just go to set up the website now. I'll go to this URL, then it opens that up in a new tab. So the next steps is just install WordPress on the site. Just normal steps we go through installing WordPress if you use other hosting services. So my language will be English US, and then select the title. So let me just call this Azure WordPress Demo. So I guess I'll click install WordPress. and then I'm set to go with my WordPress website. I hosted on Azure, so I'll enter my username and my password. I also have to do this in my browsers. I log in. And then my website is ready. So the first steps I have to do is customize the view of my website. That's, you can easily do that. I think I'll have to add a new theme over here. Just make it look a little bit beautiful. I think I'm just gonna use this 2016 template from WordPress. Straightforward. You can download the templates as you wish from ThemeForest and other theme resources websites you wanna use. So I'll activate that. Then I'll probably just write my first blog post. Okay, so I'll first have to update my WordPress site. What you can do most times, install WordPress on hosting site. If you want to connect it to external custom domain services, just go to your DNS settings, and I'll do that in another lesson probably. So, while I wait for WordPress to update, I can just change the theme. So if you visit that website now, I think it's Dara Asher. Websites.net. So if I visit that, you can see how it looks like right over here. So as you customize, it will change. You have to control over it from here on. You can put as many things as you want, change it as you want. Okay, so I don't know why this is not quite responding. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the lesson. Thank you very much. My name is Darrell Adam.